He got mad, so I had drinks. No, I'm not walking around in circles worried about what he thinks. Out with my friend, drinking a drink. I look so close to the bartender, so all the drinks are free.
Hey, this is Calvin, and you're listening to The Purple House on Anchor FM.
Now you won't get all quiet now. What's up, people? It's so hard to turn it back on. Yeah. Oh, yeah. What's happening, y'all? It is the Purple House. What's going on? What's going on, y'all? I got my co-host Calvin on here. What's going on, Calvin Esquire?
Hello, hello, hello.
That's what's up. That's how you're going to say it. Just hello, hello, hello.
Whoa. I have plenty of more to say later.
Uh-oh, see, that's what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Tonight, y'all, our topic is going to be really fun and easygoing. We are doing flashback music from the 90s, our favorite. So, Cal, when it comes down to music of the 90s, what would be your go-tos as far as, like, let's see. Love. If you thought about love, what would be your go-to 90s song?
Well, I have quite a few. But one that comes to mind right away is, and in fact, this is, we've talked about this the other day.
Mm-hmm.
This song is actually a song that we both like.
Mm-hmm.
It's very...
Thou shalt not kill. Well. Come through, Lost Boys.
But You're Still the One by Shania Twain.
Oh, God, yeah. I'll get married to that. I don't know if that's like one that we're going to play, though, y'all. But I just wanted to get a feel for some stuff like that. Oh, you know what? Another one that comes to mind that me and you didn't talk about. I don't know what it is that you've done to me. Yes, you know, that was...
Weak, right?
That was the shiz nizzle for shizzle, my nizzle. But, so, I'm going to turn it into... back into the hands of Cal. Go ahead and tell us about this good old 90s, babe.
Well, the 90s was a wonderful decade of music. I mean, in fact, I think it was the best decade of music. Because unlike most other eras, the notion of 90s music is hard to pin down. Oddball and eclectic, the decade defies easy categorization. But it's this cross-pollination of sounds that left a boundary-breaking legacy that remains today.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm one of those people who will go to Pandora and put it on the 90s station, and every single song that comes on,
I know
the words.
You know what scared me? This is when I realized that I was getting old.
Mm-mm,
but,
you seem better.
But the thing about it was, I found this out like in my early 30s. Remember... back in the day, Time Life came out with the music from the 50s
mm-hmm.
and the 60s and Motown and Soul. And you know, they made the little compilation albums.
Yeah.
One commercial came on and I sung every song. My God. I sung every song. Reunited and it's
well,
that's not
so
that wasn't my era. But, you know, I had the era with, like, Joe and SWV and, you know, I mean, the music back then, it was fun.
Yeah, I mean, the music today is completely, and some people are going to hate me for saying this, it's complete garbage.
Right.
I mean, it's nothing compared to the music, the wonderful music from the 90s, music like I Only Want to Be With You by Hootie and the Blowfish.
Right, that sounds so awesome.
On Bended Knee by Boyz II Men.
Right.
Ain't You Proud to Beg by TLC.
Because you're down on bended knee.
Right.
So don't be too proud to beg for it if you're already down there, you know. But yeah. On my neck and my back. Now that was the 90s.
No, that was 2000.
That was?
Yeah, because I remember I was dating this guy. And it was 2000, right around, right after September 11th, around that time.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
That's what's up. That's what's up. But I want to hear, why don't you give us like a little sample and the meaning of the 90s when you play your song. And tell us which one that is, babe.
Okay, but one song, I'm about to play, by the way, is a staple of the 90s. Anybody who hears this song...
I'll take you there! Like the Staple Singers.
Right. This song is actually, indicative of what the 90s music was about. Okay?
To me, it was so fun.
It was fun. Here we go. Nirvana. Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Right, yes. I smell it. Come on, girls, let's talk for JJ. Who else did this song? Wasn't that the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Mm-mm, they did Give It Away.
Oh, okay. Shout out to my guy, Brother Ray. He made me listen to this type of music.
You know what's so funny? I was the one in the family who introduced everybody else to different music other than the R&B and hip-hop that they were used to. So, yeah. And Kurt Cobain was so cute. I felt so anyway.
Ain't that the one who married,
Courtney Love?
Yeah.
He's very talented, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I gotta stop popping my tongue. I don't know, I've been doing that all day long.
How you popping your tongue?
You know, I've been doing that all day. That's that 50.
Right there. Jeremy. Oh, I wasn't supposed to say no name.
You hear that? I just did it again.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about y'all, but, Smells Like Teen Spirit is one of my favorite songs from the 90s.
Oh, yeah. I mean... One thing I can say, that song totally, totally reminds me of 90s. Mm-hmm. Most definitely. I have one also that will help you, like totally, I think you would think of probably the year 1991. And it goes a little something like... Oh, no, it didn't. I don't think it was going to do it. And it goes a little something like this. Right. Hit it. '90s. You know who that is, right?
Shanice.
That's Shanice.
I Love Your Smile.
If you notice, Shanice was like one of a handful of artists who had what I called the angel cry.
The angel cry, what's that?
Which is what Mariah Carey does with the high falsetto notes.
Okay.
It was her, Shantae Moore, Minnie Riperton. And you know, the lambness herself, Mariah Carey.
Mariah.
So, shout out to those ladies. Because I love your smile.
Turn on the radio today. Any of your radio stations, except the ones that play older, you know, older from back in the day.
Yeah.
You won't hear music like this.
Right. But you know, like I think that when 90s music came out, it was, to me, like, way more about breaking the mold. You know what I'm saying? Like, you had a lot of music that would, like, totally be out of the norm. You know, I mean, it took me to find out in the 90s that Tina Marie was a white woman. It took me till the millennium to find out she was a prostitute.
Was she really?
Yeah, for Rick James.
What?
Yeah.
And I knew they had a relationship. I mean, I don't know if it was a romantic one.
That was real. That was like real Lucius Lyon.
And Cookie.
From Empire, yeah, Cookie. Wow. Come through Taraji as Tina Marie.
Shout out.
That'll be a good little what they call it, the biopics or something. But yes, what else about the 90s inspired you musically?
Everything was original. I mean, don't get me wrong, there were some original songs,
not all the way.
But everything was original, you know.
It was a big time for originals though.
Right.
You know, like who in life could have ever turned around and made a 90s album that had majority of remakes on it? Do you know who that is?
No, who?
Mary J. Blige.
My Life.
Every song, or damn near every song, was a remake of older songs on a whole album.
It was My Life, right?
Uh-huh.
Because I remember My Life was
Because You Bring Me Joy on there, you know, and oh my God, like, I'm Going Down. Oh my goodness, there's so many. Shout outs to Mary, because one thing I can say,
Miss Mary J. Blige.
Mary has brought like a lot of people through some tough times, for real.
She can't dance, but she sure can sing.
Mary come out there. Boots, boots, dooms, dooms, boots, boots. She grabbed that mic. You know, if Mary don't come out hype like that, she ain't about to perform. Every time Mary J. Blige step on stage, it's that thug. I say, all right, Mary.
But her music, I do believe her music was much different back then.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was good music, good R&B music. And then I think once the 2000s hit, she starts singing more about, her music became more depressing. You know what I'm saying? You hear Mary J. Blige song, you can know she's going through something because she's in pain. You know, she's in mourning.
She was in pain. Hear the songs in the beginning? She was in pain.
No, but it was just different.
Because she was younger.
I don't know. I just think
because the whole My Life album was Great Depression. My Life.
Okay.
Yeah, the My Life album was. If you look into my life and see what I've seen, I am so blue. You know, she was like hurting that whole album because that was during the phase of she was dealing
with
JoJo. Yeah, from Whopping That Eye.
And when she was on drugs too, wasn't she?
Yeah. You know, but you guys, we will definitely be right back with the Purple House. You ready for it, Cal?
Give me one sec.
Give you one sec. Give you one sec.
Here we go.
All right, y'all, we'll be right back.
Detroit players, Tim's for my hooligans in Brooklyn. Dead right, get the head right, Biggie there, and I. Papa been school since days of under rules. Never lose, never choose to. Bruce, cruise who? Do something to us. Talk, go through us. Girls want to us, wanna do us. Screw us, who us? Yeah, Papa and Pop. close like scars. Can't hunt, stick to clutch. Yeah, I squeeze free at your cherry M3. Bang every MC easily. Recently, niggas frontin' ain't saying nothing, so I just speak my peace. Keep my peace. Cubans with the Jesus peace. With my peace. Packing, asking who want it. Get out of nigga flaunting. That Brooklyn bullshit, we on it.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Purple House. I forgot the name of the show. This is
Calvin. You kind of got caught up in that song. I counted the little 130, and I know you just looked like you was off into the distance of the 90s.
I was remembering when I first heard this song. It was on Cruel Intentions, one of the great movies from the 90s. I think it was 1997.
And who was that? Langston Hughes?
Mm-mm. Cruel Intentions, it had... Oh gosh, Ryan Philippe, Reese Witherspoon, and
I said
Sarah.
Who music that was?
Oh, who it was? I'm sorry, that was The Verve.
Hi. That's all I know all now.
That was The Verve.
I don't know what he be saying, but you know, I like that song. I like all of the instrumental stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that was like, you know.
You don't hear a lot of that now.
Huh?
You don't hear a lot of that.
No, you don't. You know, like, it's, I remember, like, I think if I'm correct, like, late 80s, early 90s is when the choirs got into it.
Yeah.
You know, like Madonna, like a prayer. Yeah. No voice can take me there. You know.
It's like a muse to me.
Well, I don't mind.
Let me leave the singing to the professionals.
Right. Me too, because I can't whoop them. But, you know, we also had I don't know. We had a lot of good shit, though. We had Salt and Pepper. You know, they were like the biggest, you know, girl rap group, you know, and Spinderella.
Salt and Pepper here.
Uh-huh. You know, I'll take your man. You know.
Push it.
Yeah. I'll push it real good. Bum, ba-da, bum, 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 ba-da-da-da-da. Yeah, that was hot. That was a hot song. Ooh, baby, baby. You know.
But
when I was a kid, I thought they were saying, pussy. Pussy, real good.
What
you know about that?
Yes.
I think that was probably one of your good little picks. Well, you know, the 90s cannot be the 90s without Madonna.
Right.
Star in the Universe.
One of her biggest songs, which is still a hit today, mm-hmm. from the 90s, was Vogue.
Mm-hmm. You know, and, Vogue.
We're going to play a little bit of Vogue as Miss Tracy continues her little...
The Universe. Shit. Shout outs to Madonna. Madonna, you have made our list.
Madge, queen of pop, the mother of reinvention. I'm an avid Madonna fan. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I have every single, well, I can't say album because, you know, they don't do albums anymore, but I have every one of her albums downloaded onto my Apple Music.
Right. And you know, this song Vogue, it was like the beginning of the death drop.
Yeah. Yes, it was. And speaking of the death drop, Madonna was one of the first, one of the first artists to bring the ballroom scene to the mainstream, you know, with the death drop and all the Vogue and stuff like that. The same type of stuff on that show Pose.
Right. Yep. Love that with Sidney Poitier.
So yeah, I love it.
Baby, they be whooping that dead drop, boy. That girl be doing all like this.
Twirla.
I be like, yeah, I can't get up after that shit, though. Oh, my goodness.
If you know every word to Madonna's Vogue, then you are a friend to me.
And a sissy indeed. You know. Y'all, about last night's show, man. Y'all forgive me, but I wasn't about to let that nigga play with me. Y'all know I'm from that third wall all day, but I ain't gonna go back into that.
She we had moving me scared on. For a minute, but you know what?
We moving on, you know. Another one that was really good, I was gonna go with.
But hold on, before
this
we.
This one.
But you can go ahead and get your song ready. No, go get your song ready. And I just wanna. It says popular music in the 90s saw the continuation of teen pop and dance pop. Trends which had emerged in the early 1970s and 1980s.
Doodly doodly do 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 doodly doodly do.
Some of those teen pop and dance pop artists were the Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, and Miss Britney Spears.
Oh, how old lads.
And it's so funny that when they came out, they were like, because they're like our age now. And, excuse me. Oh my gosh, was that a belch?
You just burped on
the air. We got to edit that out.
That's all right. Like a little murping.
Well, that wasn't a sissy. That wasn't a sissy bird.
That was all man. Let the church see all man where he at.
All man.
Where he at.
But, but.
Thank you, honey. Amen, amen. Where he at. Thank you.
But yeah, it's funny just watching them grow up. Like we, you know. When Britney Spears got pregnant, I was like, she's pregnant. She's having kids. What?
Right from the Mickey Mouse Club, right? I don't even remember her from the Mickey Mouse Club, like, talk about it. But I sure remember Raina, who sang with En Vogue, the black girl.
Okay, and I remember. Yeah,
she sang with En Vogue now, which was one of the greatest 90s, like, four-part, what it is?
Four-part harmony?
Yes, four-part harmony. That was like... You know.
Out of all of their huge category of music, there's a catalog rather of music. Mm-hmm. Which you say is your favorite En Vogue song?
My favorite En Vogue song.
It's a tough one though.
My favorite En Vogue song.
Yeah.
Ooh wee.
Is it see. Hold On?
No, it ain't Hold On.
What can I tell you, mine?
Yeah.
Mine is Free Your Mind.
For real?
Free Your Mind and the rest will follow. Be colorblind. Don't be so shallow. I like the meaning of that song. It's just like, stop judging people. Everybody should come together. It was one of those uplifting songs.
Right. Like, see, like, even with me, I love En Vogue's, like, I love their style. And I love some of the meanings of, you know, their music, you know what I'm saying? And they had this one song that they sung that like really, really, you know, it made me think that, you know, yeah, there is a God, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it was just so amazing to understand exactly like what that feels like, you know, and it just kind of touched me, and that one was part of me. By En Vogue, which was really, really good. You know, because it was saying, rain is such a simple thing. Every drop you know, something, something. I can't even think of the words right now, y'all. I'm so high. Oh, rain's such a simple thing. Every spot a different drop, but they all came from the same. God is the clouds and we are the rain.
I'll say that. Yeah, I like that.
You know, it's a beautiful song. That's why I sometimes feel that somehow we are all... It's such a beautiful song, you know, and...
Let me see if I can pull the lyrics up so I can,
Yeah, because I don't think I know.
Rain, such a simple thing.
I don't think I've ever heard this song.
Every drop, a different stop, but they all come from the same. God is a cloud, and we are the world. That's why I sometimes feel that somehow.
Like they was the singing girls, weren't they?
Them girls could sing. Terry was singing down. All of them could sing, though.
Didn't one of them leave? Was it Dawn?
I think it's Dawn Robinson.
She went solo.
Uh-huh. And then, she didn't. She joined another group.
Oh.
That was broke off from the group. It was Lucy Pearl.
Okay, was it two or three?
I wanna dance tonight.
Was it two or three girls?
It was three. It was okay. Four girls.
No, I mean, her new group.
What, with Lucy Pearl?
Yeah.
Lucy Pearl was with Dawn Robinson, mm-hmm. Rafael Sadiq from Tony, Tony, Tony.
Right, okay.
And the dude, the rapper, Q-Tip or one of them, or Mos Def, one of them.
Lucy Pearl.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Rafael Sadiq.
Right, Sadiq.
From Tony, Tony, Tony.
Right. You know, so the word, you know, it's like, it just gave you a time to like really realize that, you know, our lives here are only but a segment.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it this song to me, it tells me that we need to be able to make that positive mark. Not how you gonna fuck over the next person the next day, but something where these people that we leave things with could have something to remember us by.
Exactly.
And that's what life is about. We are supposed to be put on this world to be remembered, because that's how we live forever. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And, you know, I thank God every day, you know, that I have the opportunity to sit here and do this podcast, you know, and from what I see, it's blessing me that I bless other people.
Because you
know,
I can honestly say you definitely blessed me by asking me to be a part of this. Because in the beginning, it's not something that I thought I would be comfortable with doing. Because I'm an extremely shy person.
Right.
And if you guys can't tell, trust me, I am very shy. So this has just given me another opportunity just to do something different, to have a purpose, because for a while I didn't feel like I had one. So I'm glad. Thank you.
See, you about to get me all sad and crying and stuff. All right, you got to get another way. Let me see how much time we got right quick. Because see... You are, oh my goodness, you know, it's so amazing to see what this podcast has grown into, you know what I'm saying? And seeing how much of a part that it does play in so many people's lives that has passed the Purple House, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's not on something that we would see as, you know, glitz and glamour and stuff, you know, it's like rule number 10 in Zombieland. It teaches you to be grateful for the little things. You know what I'm saying? Because those
like
little
Twinkies.
Yeah, you know, and it grows into something big, and just to like see it like it helps people's lives.
Right.
You know, it doesn't like my podcast is not about we cut up.
Yes,
but
we
teach.
Right.
We need the cutting up for the action, but we teach. You know, and that's one thing, and I'm really, really glad that at the phase of my life that I'm in, and the phase of your life that you're in season five has let us cross paths like this, it's a blessing in my life. But y'all, we're going to be right back. We got a little deep with the Purple House. We'll be coming with you.
And before we head out, I just want to go out with this one song. And this song was a surprise hit from the 1990s. And this group is a London-based English band formed by the brothers Fred and Richard Fairbrass in 1989. But this song came out in the 90s, it shot them to stardom. So here we go. Actually, that's not the song I'm playing, but hold on.
Oh, Lord.
Technical difficulty, but here we go.
All good. I used to like that song.
Mm-hmm. They were some sissies too. They were a bunch of queens. Mm-hmm. And everything in between.
Right. Right. What does a gay cow eat?
Hey.
All right, y'all. Listen to this song. We'll be right back after these messages. Because we got commercials now.
Yeah.
He's something now. We got commercials. I will do my little thing
on the
catwalk.
I am too sexy for your party. Too sexy for your party. The way I'm disco dancing.
Don't go dancing. We'll be right back, y'all. Okay, well, I got you. Oh, what else?
Was that a cat?
I don't know. Whatever it was, it was dead. That was, y'all, that was bop a da boom bop ba oom bop a bibi bop bop oom bop a bop a bop bop oom.
Don't forget the oom bop a bop bop.
Right.
So yeah, that was Umbop by the Hanson Brothers. And the Hanson Group is an American pop rock band who originated in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Oh, for real? I thought they was from like British.
You would think so with the long hair, but no, they're from the good old USA. It's country boys. I used to think the middle aged son was the cutest.
The one who was leading that Umbop song?
Uh-huh.
I liked it the oldest.
You like the oldest one?
Yeah. You know, like even with the Backstreet Boys, I like Kevin.
I liked Howie D, and AJ.
I like Kevin. But Kevin was so dark.
And he was sexy.
Yeah, he was so dark. And he had those eyes that just like pierced to your vagina.
Well, I don't know about piercing the vaginas. But I do know that when I was in high school, I was, and I still do, by the way, had this huge thing for vampires, and I was writing this vampire story, and I used Kevin as the model for who I based my...
That's so perfect.
And I can see him being a vampire. It's just...
That's so perfect. Mm-hmm. You know, and one thing I definitely can say that I'm so glad that he was a vampire, Alexander Skarsgård.
Oh, yes.
Boy, from the loins. Right? Yes, Eric. Oh, Lord, y'all just don't know. My pussy was perkering.
It was like...
Yes, honey. Perpetual. Perpendicular.
Perpendicular.
But, we're like 80s babies, 90s babies, you know. So, when it got to the 90s was like our growing up phase.
Mm-hmm.
And we were the ones that, you know, at that time, the 90s were the ones that we looked to for the music that helped us as far as like our generation. You know, I remember when I was really, really little, I used to do like the little breakdance move from Beach Street, but you know,
you
the
chocolate
can. Yeah, I used to. I don't know how to
I
do
could
that
never
anymore.
Do that.
But you know, so it was so many things that we had for us that made us, you know, like get through these times in our lives, and it all had pertained to this different types of music, like, you know, when we were talking about earlier, SWV with the love songs, mm-hmm. and, you know, or, you know, just traveling, you know, you had so much, like, songs for that. You have songs that were, you know, that made you, you know, cope with a lot of things. So my question to you would be, what was the song that helped you cope when you were angry?
Well, it's not just one song. It's more like a collection of songs. And mm-hmm. This artist was her whole album. It was just, it touched me in a way that I never thought it would.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was at a point when I really started to listen to different types of music, and I was like, it opened my eyes up to mm-hmm. a different genre. I'm talking about Jagged Little Pill by the one and only Miss Alanis Morissette. This album right here was like the soundtrack to my entire high school career, you know?
For real.
From You Ought to Know to Hand in My Pocket.
I got one hand in my pocket and the other hand parting this middle finger. Thank you, bitches. Y'all didn't expect that one coming. Nah.
But yeah, I know every word to uh-huh. every song on that album by heart. Even the ones that weren't played on the radio, like Not the Doctor and Forgiven.
Oh, I don't know those. But Not the Doctor.
And I also like if for those of you who actually had the CD or the cassette tape, I had the cassette tape, I'm not going to lie. Because I used to play it in my Sony Walkman.
Mm-hmm.
Remember those? And
and then Sony got the Disc Man. Yes.
Right? I was so excited. I was moving up.
Right.
But then I would play the last song on Jagged Little Pill, which I believe was, I forget the name of it. But anyway, after the last one, if you listen to it, there's a
hidden track. Yes, I love a good hidden track, baby. Shout outs to Jill Scott for doing hidden tracks. I love that.
Hidden tracks.
Yes.
But here's a little bit of Miss Alanis. This song right
yes.
here. It was just so powerful. You could feel the raw anger, her emotion. I actually sang this song at karaoke and got a standing ovation, even though I can't sing for shit.
What?
Yeah, but I got it.
So you like karaoke?
I love karaoke.
Now, you know what? See, that's something that I would not expect someone
I have to
who
have a couple
is
of,
shy.
I have to have a couple of drinks, though.
That could do karaoke. But when you think about that, that's like how Janet Jackson is. And like how brother Michael is that they've been so into music for so long that their personal lives are so small and secluded that it's like, oh, you know, I ate one cheese puff today.
One cheese puff?
You know? So, oh yeah, let that play. Yes. The words to that, like that little part right there, it means so much. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That hey, I'm doing this for you, exactly. And this is how you leave, like you motherfucker.
Does anybody know, or do you know what to say? Do you know who this song was written about?
Ted Danson?
No. Uncle Joey from Full House.
Oh, okay.
She used
you
to
told us that in another No, was we on our show?
I don't think we were on the show.
We was talking about it, yeah. See, that's sad. We just got it to the point the show is like our life. We so old.
No, we just getting better.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's like a steak. I ain't no steak. It's like, did you say steak?
Or like a nice bottle of wine.
No, it was a mustache. Yeah.
A nice bottle of wine.
Cakes and pies, cakes and pies.
Shout out to Juice Bigelow.
Juice Biggies.
But yeah, that was Alanis Morissette.
That's awesome.
She's a Canadian-American singer, songwriter, recorder, producer.
She is Canadian.
And actress.
Yep. Shout out to Canada. You know Canada's
COVID numbers?
No.
Zero? Not zero, but they had the not too long ago, I think maybe a couple weeks ago, there was an article that said that their numbers, were the lowest they had been in 6 months. Like no new cases. I mean the number of new cases was the lowest it had been in 6 months. So
right.
That's because their leader, their prime minister. You know what? Never mind.
No, you need to bring that up because we can totally like get into.
I'm not political.
But I mean, that's getting into like current events, which is like something that we're going to talk about before I play my little song of anger.
Okay.
You know, so go ahead, continue about this.
It just goes to show that if you have the right type of leadership, anything is possible. I mean, if we have the right type of leadership here. In our country, I don't think the COVID numbers would be as bad as they are.
Right.
If this was nipped in the bud when... And then I'm not saying to stop it completely because I don't think that was going to happen. I think it was inevitable that it was going to get out. But if we had a leader of our government, or the president, who actually, pardon my French, gave a shit... You know, things wouldn't be half as bad as they are.
I mean, our president, they can only do so much, seniority.
Well, yeah, that's true. But if you're not doing nothing, and I'm not going to say he's not doing anything, but he's the same guy who joked that it wasn't as bad as Dr. Fauci, made it out to be. He's also the same president, the same person who... rarely, if ever, you saw wearing a mask.
Right.
So, it's just like lead by example. You know, that's it.
Oh, wow. So,
Stepping down from my soapbox now.
So, that was your current event for the day? Or did you want to do...
No, that's not my current event. It was just I don't know, we were talking about Alanis Morissette in Canada. Right. And that just popped into my head.
That's crazy, though. That's crazy. You're so smart. I'm so glad you're on the show. You are so smart.
Well, I try. Thanks to Google.
Yeah, thanks to Google.
Shout out to the Google.
Right.
And I think I spelled that wrong. Google.
Which is
I spelled goggle the first time.
I did that when I went to put in Google the other day. I typed in goggle. But so current events. What's happening in your life? And I can totally tell you what's happening in mine.
Well, I just found out that I'm pregnant. No, I'm totally kidding. Well... current events. I don't know if any of you have Netflix, or and if you do, I don't know how many of you used to watch or still watch American Horror Story. Mm-hmm. American Horror Story was the creation of Ryan Murphy, who gave us Glee and a lot of other shows.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, one of the actresses from American Horror Story, Sarah Paulson, she is going to be starring in a new series on Netflix that is another creation of Ryan Murphy.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Ratched.
Ratched.
Yeah, it's not like Ratched as we know Ratched that they talk about in some of the hip-hop songs, but Ratched as in, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Nurse Ratched from Nurse Mildred Ratched from...
Come through, Mild.
What's the movie? One Flew of the Cuckoo's Nest.
Oh, yeah.
So again,
crazy.
It's like a backstory of how... Yeah, so Ratched is an American psychological thriller drama web television series about the character of the same name from Ken Kesey's 1962 novel, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Mm. So if this series is anything like American Horror Story, minus the gore and all that, I'm definitely going to look forward to it.
Minus the gore?
Well, I don't think... I mean, I haven't seen the trailer for it yet.
So I don't know what to expect.
But I mean, like, American Horror Story didn't have no real gore.
No, but it was just more suspenseful. But I don't think this is going to be suspenseful. I think this is going to be more dramatic.
I like the fact that they got to use fuck.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. The first time I heard them...
I was looking at the TV, and I said, they said fuck on regular TV.
They say shit, too.
On regular TV. Uh-huh. That's too much
now,
for my
life. When I hear Olivia Benson from Law & Order SVU say those words, mm-hmm. I'm going to fall out. Okay? But yeah, that's my current event for the day. I'm looking forward to Ratchet. I don't have a date yet as to when it's supposed to start, but if it's not already on Netflix, it will be there soon. So, actually, though, the first episode date is September 18th, which was 2 days ago. So,
what it is?
Ratchet. On Netflix.
On Netflix. See, mm-hmm. I don't have Netflix.
Well, I got Netflix.
I'm poor.
Child, how
that's, and that's ratchet. So why don't y'all like send us some money?
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna give you our Cash App, our Cash
tags, right? Yeah, y'all can hit us up on Cash App if y'all want to like donate to us personally, like you know, pictures $30, videos.
You want to say a little
in calls, you know? Let's see, what can I tell y'all in current events? Let's see what they say. Okay, how about this? This might totally tickle you guys fancy. In today's news, wanted animal guard parents for a Chilean zoo in bleak year. Santiago, Oliver, the rhinoceros, and Julia King, the lemur, Chili Willy, the penguin, and their friends are urgently seeking sponsors for their bed and board in Chilean Zoo as the visitors have dwindled to zero with the arrival of the coronavirus. The zoo actually makes 400,000 to 500,000 with taking care of 2,500 animals. And we're not talking about our zoo, which is Audubon. We're talking about the Chilean zoo. Because, you know, the Audubon is black people, so we don't need all that many guard parents.
Now, see, I'm from D.C. originally, so when we talk about the zoo, we talk about the Smithsonian National Zoo, where the baby pandas, where the pandas be at, right. Ling Ling and Sing Sing.
Right. Oh, that's where they at? Mm-hmm. Ling Ling and Sing Sing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But peep this. Now, this is the part that blows my mind. A godparent can pay $2,500 to $90,000 to receive their photos, certificates, educational files, and cuddly toy of 15 emblematic animals, as well as entry passes for them when it reopens.
Is it a certificate of authenticity like they used to have in those commercials where they say you get this commemorative coin?
Mm-hmm. I hope they have something worth that type of money. I better have a commemorative real animal.
Right. But I don't think I want a real animal. I'm not an animal person.
But,
I don't want an animal.
You know, if you guys definitely want to like check that out, y'all, I'm not lying. You can totally get my information picked up at Rooters. Not Roto-Rooters, but Rooters.
And not Hooters, right?
No, not Hooters. RETERS.com. All right, y'all. So, we were talking about music that helped us cope with anger. And I know, like, in my upbringing, I'm so into R&B and soul. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I go into the neo soul. And I go far back as like jazz and stuff. You know, that was my era. For some strange reason, after Lil Wayne with Mr. Officer or Miss Officer, you know, the wee, 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 wee.
Yes.
You know, that one. I stopped as far as the music.
Okay.
And got stuck there. Now, I still do my pop. I love my pop music and everything. But my pop music didn't make me feel like my R&B and soul music. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Like my pop music made me feel like I don't care. But my soul music made me feel like the reason why I'm telling you I don't care. So this was one that would really help me cope with the anger, because it would like give me a chance to tell them why things happen the way they do. Okay.
It's amazing how music.
Did you really think that I would really take you back?
If this ain't the perfect song. May Miss Houston rest in peace.
May she rest in peace, man. I mean, y'all.
They didn't call her the voice for nothing.
Whitney, I don't care what anyone says. Show me the receipts, Diane, too. One thing that everyone in this lifetime who hears this right now will know, that if they are asleep and you hear this voice, there is no guessing.
Right.
There is no guessing.
Okay, I'm a sacred voice for anyone.
Yeah, yeah. You know, she was one. What? I learned from your motherfucking dad. Give me that bottle.
That's what she wanted to say, too.
Right? Yeah. See, you're angry. Cause you're angry. Cause you're angry.
Angry.
Oh, all right. All right. We gonna keep this going, y'all. We ain't about to stop yet. So, come with it.
We all grew up in the, most of us grew up in the 90s, or, you know,
yeah.
For me, for the 90s. And
right.
There was this one song that was ridiculously famous, and this artist who did it, he took the world by storm, especially the way he dressed, and it was just the positive message that was in the song.
Boy George.
No.
Dog, you not like his clothes.
I'm talking about...
I'm a man with my intentions. Come and go. Come on, chameleon.
I'm talking about Stanley Kirk Burrell, who is better known as MC
Kim,
Hammer.
That sounds like he was kin to Kim Burrell, the gospel singer. Too
MC
legit.
Hammer.
Too legit to
and,
cool. Hey.
The song that I'm referring to is, come on now.
Pumps and the Bums?
That, definitely not Pumps and the Bums.
You remember Pumps and the Bums? Boy! MC Hammer had that Speedo, and that yike was looking good in that. Can't
touch this. I'm talking about you can't touch this.
Nah.
You know, when I heard, anybody who heard this song, they tried to do the little dance that he did with his little parachute pants on. And you know.
Mm-hmm. For blessing me. I sure did like Pumps in the Bumps, though, boy.
Pumps in the Bumps.
Do you remember? You remember the color of that Speedo?
It was
black and white zebra.
I was like this. That's how I knew I was gay, okay, y'all? Because I was like, but I had to hide it.
That dick was looking good. MC Hammer was looking good, baby.
Yeah, I think he was trying to...
not go bankrupt.
Well, he was already going to... He was trying to change that image.
Right?
But, you know, another song from the 90s that, mm-hmm. that did really well.
You, it's working this segment, honey. Pumps in the Bumps, honey.
That I, believe it or not, know the words to. And when I tell people that, they are like, you know the word to this song? I do. It's a catchy song.
Mm-hmm.
And even white boys got to shout that they like this song too.
Hell yes. Oh my God. Becky, look at her butt. Soochie.
It is so big. one of those rap guys' girlfriends, but, you know, who understands those rap guys? They only talk to her because she looks like a total prostitute, okay? I mean, her butt is just so sick. I can't believe it's just so round. It's like out there. I mean,
I don't know. Gross. I thought I heard something tapping on the window.
Is that you? But you cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny.
I got scared.
Girl walks in with an itty-bitty wasting around thing in your face, you get sprung.
You notice that butt was stuck. Deep in the jeans she's wearing. I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh, baby.
I wanna get with ya and take your picture. My homeboy tried to warn me. That butt you got
made me so horny. You're so horny.
But you know what he followed up this album with?
Mm-hmm.
Put Him on a Glass.
Oh, yeah. I remember Put Him on a Glass. And the ladies was, you know, they was pouring the soap on their tits. Yeah, he went from ass to titties. But you know one that I really thought was really cool? That was, it started to make me more eclectic to different sounds of music. Mm-hmm. Where you start to hear, like, the horns, and you start to hear what the violin sound like, or you would hear what like the piano sounds like, where things stand up. And you know, back then it was like all about like serious routine and stuff, you know what I'm saying? And shout outs to this girl, because she was a genius. And if I'm correct, her and Janet Jackson was really good friends too.
Who is this?
And I hope y'all enjoy this.
That's my girl.
Talk about angry. Hello, Willa Geller, Willa Geller, Willa Geller, Willa Geller. She's cold. That was a hot video. Especially when it got to the ooh ahs. The ooh ahs made me moist. I ain't gonna lie.
But you know what I love? I love seeing her at the Billboard Awards. I think it was last year. It was like she did a medley of all her songs. She still got it. She still looks good.
Yeah, of course. And she petite too. Of course. She better stay like fit.
And I hope that her Vegas residency is doing good.
Oh, she got one?
Mm-hmm.
Get out. We going to Vegas. Yeah. I'll go see this if a group of people was doing this video. Just because it's this video.
I would love to meet her.
Right, look at her. She just split all the way down from the L. How you do shit, bitch? This was, I'm serious. This was such a hot video.
She was one of the original judges from American Idol.
Mm-hmm.
On Yambe's that show. Back when she was on it.
Thank you. You just hold your body stiff and they just make you an elevator.
Look at her.
Thank you. Now it's about to get nasty. I'm so mad we can't watch like the whole video.
Because
I would be like into this. Yes, some hotties. They done turned the lights off on them. Just grabbing ass cheeks and titties and pussycat.
Meow.
Right. Ooh, see, look, we done went all the way past it. We are like 2 minutes and 40. Y'all, that's why we can't do nothing about no music, because we get too caught up. We get way, way too caught up. Shout outs to Paula. Paula, I love you.
Paula
even
when,
like, she was the first person to actually incorporate, if I'm correct, animation.
Yeah.
Into her video.
Opposites attract. What was the cat's name? It was,
I don't know, but I forgot his name. He could have got it if he was like, I don't know. He could have been a person like in a furry costume. Yeah, he could have got
it. Ah, you like the furries.
I like the furries. But y'all, I don't know. Is our time doing good? I don't know. You should just take the phone and just put it in my face sometimes and it'll save it. Ooh, we did good. 27. Y'all, we'll be right back with a word from our sponsor. Y'all, thank y'all for listening to The Purple House.
Purple House.
Right. All right. Come on, Calvin Esquire. Give us that music. You know who I used to like on here?
Who then? The lead singer?
No.
Don't say Flea. Flea.
Is it because you had underwear on all the time?
Probably. And he looks more like the redneckish country boys that you like. And I gotta stop popping my damn tongue. I've been popping it in my tongue. Oh, I don't know what the hell is going on.
Dude. You think that's like my fuck boy? It's the redneck?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Are we still recording?
Yeah, we still recording. Okay. I like it. I don't care. That was real.
Okay,
so I like the little like blonde too. Hair.
You know,
and
I like them because it's different from me. It's like the opposite. I don't, you know.
They're not really opposite. If y'all don't know, LL Cool J was talking about me on this, y'all. Go ahead.
I want a girl with extensions in her hair, bamboo earrings, at least two pair, a Fendi bag and a bad attitude. That's all I need to get me in a good mood. She can walk with a switch and talk with street slang. I love it when a woman ain't scared to do a thing. Standing at the bus stop, sucking on a lollipop. Once she gets pumping, it's hard to make the hottie stop. She likes to dance to the rap jam. She's sweet as brown sugar with the candy yams. Honey-coated complexion, using Cabernet. Let's hear it for the girls from around the way.
Welcome back to the Purple House. This is Calvin. I'm here with my girl, Miss Tracy.
I need me around the way, girl. Got me shook up, shook down, shook up. Oh, kill that cat.
For anybody just joining us, we have been discussing our favorite songs from the great music decade of
the 90s. Yeah. I mean,
that was Mr. LL Cool J. Ladies love Cool James.
Right, James.
And that was Around the Way Girl.
Yes. You got me shook out, America. Shook up on that loving. Mm-hmm.
And going out into the break, I'm sorry, going out into the break, it was the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Give it away.
Give it away. Mm-hmm. Give it away. Give
but
it away now.
Don't give it away for free.
You got that right.
Mm-hmm. Because we are family, and I got all my sisters with me.
All right. Now, this is we're coming into the home stretch here, so we're going to start wrapping things up. I do want to talk about this song by this group. This group was an American house and club dance music group, and they formed in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
This single, the song I'm about to play, was released from their debut 1990 album called World Click, and it was a top 10 hit.
It was called World Click.
World Click.
Oh.
And it was a top 10 song,
uh-huh.
A top 10 hit rather, in multiple countries. And if you guys are like me, as soon as you hear the opening, you know, chords of the music, you're going to know what the song is. So, let me go ahead and get that ready. And we're gonna jam to some Groove Is in the Heart.
Oh, you coming through it like that, huh? I got one for you too, honey. Now you is really on it. You know what? We're gonna let this whole song play. Oh, yes. We got to let this whole one play. Or at least most of it. What was the name of that instrument?
What instrument?
The instrument that was going.
It's like that one.
Yeah.
I don't know
that one. I love this song.
I was going to use this as a closing out song, but I said, to hell with it.
I know, this had to get it. I like the breakdown to the end. La, 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 la.
Breakdown.
Right? I love this song, y'all. Especially that breakdown when they make that little instrument go. You hear that tambourine? Wiggle, 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 wiggle. You see what I'm saying? Like, we would hear these things. And there would be like, what would trigger us to make us remember these songs. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit. Uh-oh, there go, y'all. Here come that breakdown.
Here we go.
Here we go. Yes. Shout out to whoever made this tart ass Kool-Aid for us. Y'all, they made Kool-Aid with no sugar.
I about near died.
That's some bullshit. Now, I was stuck between these three.
Oh, you got three choices to choose from?
But each song gives you the 90s so hard.
Oh,
okay. That you could only think of the 90s when you heard one of this woman three songs.
Okay, so we know it's a woman. Okay.
Okay, let's see how we're going to get this together.
Is she still big today?
To the gays.
Okay. Is it Madonna?
No.
Everything is Madonna. Okay. Mm-mm. To the gays. Is it Miss Jackson, if you're nasty?
No, it is not. Here we go.
Like.
No, that's not the right one. That's not the right one, wait. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry.
Technical difficulty?
Extra mile.
My bad.
And a word for our function.
Right, and a word. You know who that is? You got, she only have that one sound.
I'm gonna have to cheat.
I'm in the mood.
Miss Peniston.
Miss CC Peniston.
Look,
it was either that one. I wanted to I'm in the mood because that one was more relaxing. But like, if you want to really hit the 90s hard, it was this one. And I mean,
and I think it I was
know. So. No, not that one.
Okay.
Not finally.
Because that's a good song.
Mm-hmm.
Finally.
It was this one.
Yes. Wow. This takes me back to elementary school.
Right.
Wow.
Welcome. People, welcome, people.
I remember being in elementary school.
Sitting here waiting, waiting for your call.
Hearing this song on 95.5 or 93.9 in D.C.
Yeah. But down here, we'll be on Q93 at FM 98. Shout outs to them, y'all.
Yes,
y'all
right.
keep on keeping on, you guys. Because like if it wasn't for the radio stations, we wouldn't even think of like having the concept of running a podcast. You know what I'm saying? Because if it wasn't for you guys, you know, we had some of the greatest things that we've learned from y'all. Like down here in New Orleans, on Q93 at 9 o'clock, we used to have the 9 o'clock props when I was in high school. Which meant that in order for you to feel like you was a badass, because I was on it,
okay,
you had to make a 16-bar rap.
Oh.
And it was so easy because he'll do, hey, you, what's your name? You're on the radio with your boy Huawei, which means you had to come in and your rap had to be about your name.
I would fail dramatically.
For real?
Yes. I can't rap.
Oh, I was like, because my name is Tracy and I'm so bad. If you mess with me, I'll kick your ass. You know, shit like that. And then he'll ask you where you calling from. And then you represent where you calling from in the rap. You know, so shout outs for y'all and y'all creativity, you know, and everything. But this song is the bomb. Especially with you.
I love me some CC Pinnisher. CC Pinnisher.
Right. Another great girl group who was from the 90s. Who didn't make it neither, you know, which they are really, really good. Jay.
Yeah.
Didn't make it onto our list, but it's so many. Like, we didn't even get into, like, a lot of the guys that are, like, strongly in the 90s music, like New Edition. You know?
Also, New Kids on the Block.
New Kids on the Block.
Even though they were more 80s, they did have some hits in the 90s.
Right. What that was, because they were kids, they were, like, New Edition.
Yeah.
They were the white New Edition.
Yep.
Right? Like, got me a Cadillac. And then New Kids on the Block was, got me a Cadillac, Cadillac. You know, got me a Cadillac car. But you know, New Edition was like, got me a Cadillac. You know, that's how it was. So,
My favorite from New Kids on the Block would have to be George Knight.
Baby, you know I can give it to you.
And my favorite
I do like that song.
From New Edition was Ralph Tresvant. You know?
Yeah. Well, you know he led like every song anyway.
Yeah.
Until Johnny Gill came in the picture.
And he blew them out. Put on that red dress.
Yes,
baby. Red dress.
You know, Johnny Gill was really good with them. Well, you guys, this is the end of our show. And, like, we're going to let this keep on going. Any shout-outs, my love?
Yes. As always, my shout-out to my family.
All right, fam.
Back home in the DMV, Washington, D.C. Mom, Toya, Donna.
Love
James,
the mom.
Jasmine. And Donna, I love y'all. Dad, I love y'all over there too. And also want to give a
DMV.
Shout out again to the people who I lived with, to Miss Tracy.
Thank you at the Purple House.
Because
y'all.
If it wasn't for Miss Tracy, I would not be doing this podcast. I would probably be moping somewhere and
go ahead
wallowing
with all that. Don't be
trying
to get no violins.
But cue the violins, everybody.
Right.
But no, I'm truly grateful. So yeah, those are my shout outs.
Most definitely. I wanna give a shout out to all the moms out there, not just my mom in particular. All the moms. You guys are the creation. Cherish it every day, you guys. I wanna also give a shout out to Anchor FM, who's like really putting us on the map that we can branch out to like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. See, I remember that from my old, you know, commercial. But one more thing, y'all. We recently had to do commercials for voting. If you are out there and able to vote, please vote, you guys. Your vote definitely matters. Your vote counts, right?
Absolutely.
Right. Remarks. Finally, it is happening to me. Right in front of my face. Yes. I'm so glad to have you in my life, sir. You have been such a great inspiration just to watch you grow. You know what I'm saying? And I know I put you on the pedestal, but this is just the beginning for us.
I just don't want to fall off that pedestal.
Well, if you can fall, we're just going to pick it back up and right, try now. Again.
Like Aaliyah said.
Like Aaliyah said.
Just step
up
and try.
Right?
Well, if you want to try to contact me,
mm-hmm.
I can be reached. Well, not reached. You can follow me on my Twitter, which is joiedeve_79. That's joiedeve_79. You could also reach me on my Snapchat, cherished_1, and that's spelled CHARRISHED_ONE. Or as always, on my Facebook at C. Nathaniel Harris.
That is so awesome. You done got 3 social medias now?
Oh, I've already. I just never gave my Snapchat.
Is it like growing from the show so far? Like
my Facebook, I'm getting like ridiculous amounts
of your Facebook is really, yeah.
I don't know if that's from here or what, but it's just crazy.
One thing that I can definitely say, and it is, you know, it's such an honor to be able to present like my information out on Facebook. You know, I had to learn that the step that I was making to open my life to a world is the most hardest thing to do with people. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But, you know, with me doing that, it lets people know that I'm real and I'm here. And, you know, this is how I am.
Right.
And either you gonna like it or not. And basically, I don't give a fuck because it's my life. Don't you forget, y'all. But y'all want to holler at me, y'all. Y'all know who I am. Tracy Alexander on Facebook. The Sex Kitten on Instagram. And 5044 on Snapchat.
Oh, I never had you on Snapchat.
Uh-huh.
So I got to have to add you.
Mm-hmm. See? That's how you get it. It's Tracy 5044 on Snapchat. Y'all, thank y'all very much for taking the time to relive the 90s music with us. Right here at what, Calvin?
The Purple House.
The Purple House, y'all. We'll see y'all later.
Have a good night.
Hi, Ayi.
Hi, Ayi.
Hi. Hi, Ayi.